Good morning, everyone. This is Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the USDA Service Center bringing you this week's report. Well, today, one last reminder for the DCP acre sign-up. That deadline is June 1st, and we need to have those producers contact us and get in here and get those contracts signed that have shares for the program benefits this year. 0% share producers' signatures do not have to be obtained by June 1st, but anyone who is receiving a share of the DCP payment must have that contract signed by next Friday. So remember that date, next Friday, June 1st. If you have questions or you don't know whether you've got it done yet or not, just pick up the phone and give your service center a call. Also, it's the time of year as the crops are now completing their planting, that acreage certification time is here. And I just want to remind everyone that filing an accurate acreage report can prevent the loss of benefits for future programs on a variety of our programs that we have here at FSA. This can also include prevented planted acres or failed acres. Now, this year, with the nice weather we've had, we probably don't have any prevented planted acres, but failed acres can happen at any time. A hailstorm comes through or a windstorm or something, and a crop is damaged or destroyed, and so you make a decision to tear up that crop and plant a different crop to it. Remember, you need to report those acres that were failed to FSA before you destroy that crop. This way we can maintain your base history credit for that crop in our record base. So, again, if you have something that happens with your failed acres, please just be sure to give your FSA office a call before you go out there and begin to tear that crop up and plant an ensuing crop. It's also a reminder time again for your mid-contract management. Anything to be done this spring should have been done by May 15th, and now you'll have to wait until August 2nd to have the fall window of opportunity. We also have weeds starting to appear in CRP, so producers are wanting to do some spot maintenance, and they'll need to get that approved here at FSA prior to going out and doing that maintenance. Not a difficult challenge, but you need to come in and mark it on a map or send somebody in that knows where it's at. And we just make a record of that, and then we approve it if you need to do spot mowing or spot spraying for noxious weeds. The county committee nomination process is underway, and in Audubon County, we will have an election for local administrative area number 3, which includes the Lincoln, Cameron, Viola, and Melville townships. The deadline to receive nomination petitions is August 1st, so that is a couple of months away. Anyone in the county can nominate somebody that is willing to serve that has a farming operation within those 4 townships. You do not have to live within that LAA to nominate someone. Later on, you will have to live within the LAA to be eligible to vote. But for the nomination process, any producer can nominate another producer within the eligible LAA for serving on the county committee. So if you know someone that you think would be a good member on the committee from that area, talk to them or have them give us a call, and we'll visit with them and try to fill them in on what it all involves. The deadline for nomination petitions, again, is August 1st, 2012. As always, remember, farm record changes is an important thing to keep updated here at FSA. This can be anything from changing a bank account where your payment monies will be deposited to if you're making a record change from farming as an individual to a trust or an LLC or a corporation or something like that. So, again, anytime that you make record changes, be sure to make contact with your FSA office and let them know so we can update our records. Record changes will have to be made any time that you make those during the crop year and cannot be made after September 30th. So that deadline would be the drop-dead date that you would have to make those changes for the year. One last thing to note today, that USDA for the 2012 will be celebrating its 150th anniversary. In 1862, President Lincoln signed into law creating the USDA, and since that time we have been very active in supporting the growth of American agriculture. We realize that farmers and ranchers do take risks every day when they're out there on the farm, whether they be physical or financial, and we appreciate their efforts. And we want them to know that FSA is looking forward to continuing to serving their production needs in the future. So this year is the 150th anniversary of USDA. Various offices will be doing things throughout the year, so look for the USDA announcement for the 150th anniversary as you go into your offices. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Have a great week and enjoy the weather.